This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. For a while in the late 1980s, Jeff Schmaltz was the Miami bureau chief for the New York Times. That was before he was totally out of the closet. Later, Schmaltz was back in New York when he had a grand mal seizure in the newsroom. When Sam Friedman, one of his reporters, heard about it, he hoped it was epilepsy. But Schmaltz had AIDS, and after that, he was out and writing about it. He became one of the pioneering voices reporting on AIDS. Jeff Schmaltz died in 1993 when he was 39, and now Sam Friedman, the author and journalism professor at Columbia University, has a new book and radio documentary about his editor and friend. It airs today, World AIDS Day, on WLRN at 11 o'clock. I spoke with Sam Friedman about the project called Dying Words. Sam, how did you find out Jeff was gay, and then how did you find out that he had AIDS?
I was having lunch with Jeff probably in early 1982. I was a baby reporter on the New York Times. Jeff, who had the title of regional editor, in many ways was my rabbi. And Jeff had this way of sizing up, I think, which straights in the newsroom would be accepting. And I just remember chatting and him mentioning he was gay. And it was so liberating because people I worked with on previous newspapers, some of them came out decades later. And here's Jeff. He'd talk about going to the dance clubs. He would talk about what kind of guys he liked. It was so amazingly, wonderfully ordinary. And I had actually assumed while we were working on the documentary that Jeff had been out to everyone. It was a real startling discovery that he had this very bifurcated life. All the top editors who controlled his destiny, he was very closeted to. It was really being stricken with AIDS in 1990 that outed him. One of the things Jeff would do to sensitize the Times, even before he could come out, is he would have these reporters who were straight but who were allies, and he would give us assignments that if his fingerprints were on them would be suspicious. So Jeff got a terrific reporter named Michael Norman to do a long feature story about gay life in New York during the beginning years of the AIDS epidemic. Mike was a Vietnam vet. Mike was straight. Mike lived in the suburbs with his wife and two kids, and that story got in the paper with Jeff stealthily guiding it. But it aroused enough suspicion about what Jeff's identity, sexual identity, might have been, that very soon after that story ran, he sent up to Connecticut. He sent to what's basically a beginner job.
I was surprised by how much of this documentary is driven by Jeff himself.
It was hard for me to hear Jeff's voice.
One of the things that happened when I got AIDS was that I made the decision that I was not going to be timid or closeted about either having AIDS or being gay, and that I was going to speak out and that I was going to use my position to help both those causes.
Hearing his voice made him so close to me that it was really unnerving and deeply, deeply saddening. And so the effect on me, and I hope on the listeners, is this kind of shattering immediacy of Jeff and really this voice from beyond the grave.
Sam, clearly the story of Jeff Schmaltz and your time working with him left a pretty big imprint on you. In what ways has that stayed with you?
I owe a lot of my career to Jeff. And the other thing, which goes way beyond journalism, is what he meant in terms of my enlightenment about what it meant to be, you know, gay, or now it's LGBTQ. You have to anchor that in a person. You can have ideals abstractly, but until you know someone and care about them and have them edit your copy and party with them after work and then be at their bedside reading to them and then go to the memorial service that was supposed to have been a 40th birthday party, that's what changes you as a person.
The name of the radio documentary is Dying Words. It's produced by Sam Friedman and Kerry Donahue. And you can find out how to listen to that documentary at WLRN.org. Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you, Alicia.
And this is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.